We pray tonight, Lord, that you will be pleased with our worship. We pray that you will be pleased with the praises of our lips, as well as the offering of ourselves as living sacrifices. You know, there are many here tonight who are embarking on a time of intensive service to you as they serve you here upon these grounds. And we pray that you will accept our service, accept our words, accept our singing, lifting of our hands, Lord. May it all be pleasing in your sight. We ask that you'll be manifested here tonight by your Spirit. You will accomplish your work in each one of our lives. We ask this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's turn to page 208. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I know our counselors and all of our staff, you're here not just simply to serve the Lord and to do a job, but you are here. You're here to serve the Lord so that God might meet people. God might meet the guests, might meet the campers, might meet those who are in your charge, those upon whose tables you wait. And so let's believe that the blood is going to flow throughout this camp in these days, that people are going to be saved. Boys and girls are going to come to know Jesus, that we'll come to know Jesus better. And the only way that we can come near to the throne of grace is because of the precious blood of Jesus. And so let's sing that tonight. And of course, we're going to be serving communion and celebrating that together as well. So we'll be talking a lot about the body and blood of Jesus. We're going to hear from some of our counselors. And if you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request upon your heart, please feel free. This meeting is for you. God wants to minister to you, to do for you exactly what you need. Now, I don't know what you need. I don't know what you need. I know some of you. I don't know all of you, but even the ones I know, I don't know what you need. But God knows what you need, and you may not have any clue either. But God knows. And so let's believe that he's going to move and work in our hearts and in our lives and in our bodies and in our minds and in everything. Every part of us, let's just yield it up to him tonight as a living sacrifice. 208, let's sing it together, Brother Paul. Together on the first verse.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
Serving on the staff these next days, sing the second verse. Let's sing it together.
For my pardon this I plead, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
All together.
Oh, precious is
hear a song from the village counselors. So anyone who is not a village counselor, third verse. Ready?
Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
You're not village counselors, are you?
One dead thing that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Okay, fellas, join us.
Precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
If you're able, let's stand and we'll sing the fourth together and then we'll worship.
This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all.
rank and for his blood. Let's worship him, our great Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's sing a verse or two of 23, Our Great Savior. Let's sing that chorus. It's the same key for our musicians. Sing that fifth verse. We sang those four verses right in a row because I wanted this all to pile up on you. Did you notice? Jesus, what a friend. Jesus, what a strength. Jesus, what a help. Jesus, what a guide. And it just keeps going, doesn't it? Did you feel that? Did you feel that weight of all that Jesus is to us? All he offers us, all he offers you. Each one of us, those who will be serving the Lord here at Pilgrim Camp, and those who are here as guests, those who serve the Lord elsewhere, Jesus is what we need. He is everything. He is all in all. What do you need tonight? What do you need from him? Look at it. There it is. There it is. He offers it to you, our great Savior. So now, I think, there's only one reasonable thing to do, and it's what we're about to sing in the fifth verse. Jesus, I do now receive him. More than all, in him I find. Let's sing it, and like my mom used to say, sing it like you mean it. Remember that, Sister Marie? Sing it like you mean it. Let's sing the fifth verse all together.
Jesus, I do now receive Him more than all. In Him I find. He hath granted me forgiveness. I am His, and He is mine.
Brother Tom Andrew, would you pray with us, please?
Father, we want to thank You for so loving the world and giving Your only begotten Son,
yes,
to be our great Savior,
yes,
so great a salvation.
Yes.
And we pray that this night You will help us to draw near, O God, to receive all that You have in store for us, that we might glorify You by being what You have called us to be, O God. Come to us. Come to all the staff and the counselors, come to our guests, come and enable us, O God, to receive of Your fullness, grace for grace this night. In Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus.
Sister Sophie spoke about giving up her friends. I too had to make that decision once, and it was probably the hardest decision I ever had to make. And they were good friends, and it turns out that I had to totally separate myself from them for around 10 years. And only recently did I make acquaintance again, and of course I'm trying to win them to the Lord, but it was a tough decision. And I think of our young people, and when I see what God does for them here at camp, how He meets them and makes Himself real to them, and one of the things that they have to decide when they go back to the city is a decision if a friend is keeping them from God, and that decision may mean giving up a friend. And that's a tough decision. But I always pray, Lord, help them make the right decision. Help them know that You will guide them. You will help them. You will be their friend. You will provide other friends. It's interesting, no matter how old or young we are, little toddlers just love other little toddlers. And then as kids grow older, 7 and 8 year old, they like the same age. That's a mistake that a lot of teachers make. They try to be cool and dress like the kids. And kids don't want kids don't want the teacher that dresses like them. But we want our own age. We want friends of our own age. May God help our young people to, if necessary, Father, give that up. Put all on the altar, including our friends. And my prayer this night, as we begin the third period, my prayer is that every young person and old person and middle person will experience God in such a way that they will be able to surrender all for Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I surrender.